What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a SportsEthos.com presentation, as always. You can follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, or at Lyle Swithenbank, that being LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. So of course, if you want to go and follow us, please do so. We love to see the support, and while you're there, if you want to cast a vote for the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast in the Australian Podcast Award Listener's Choice, feel free to go and do that as well. We would love to get a few votes in there. I don't think we've got a chance in living hell to win, but it's nice to be in the race. And, of course, every vote counts, and if we do, well, we do win something, well, we'll celebrate together as we like to do as we do as a team, as a listenership. And, you know, we grow together with this Pelicans team and this Pelicans season particularly, I suppose. Now, I'm going off on some woke tangent. Let's get into it. So, unfortunately, didn't do a podcast over the weekend. Had a bit on, mostly self-inflicted. But we had two games. The first game was the second night of the back-to-back against an undermanned Portland Trailblazers team. And at the Smoothie King Center, we'd come off all of those games away back in the Smoothie King Center, and Portland coming off onto a second night of a back-to-back as well. Left out five or six players, including Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic. And honestly, we just didn't play that well. Our third quarter let us down, and or second half let us down. We couldn't answer a Portland team that was a bunch of young guys who just wanted to run and give us a touch-up, and that's what they did. We went away from all the principles that we did against the Chicago Bulls and decided to lose, which was disappointing. Good for Josh Hart. He returned and played very well and was solid. But yeah, Jeremy Grant and Anthony Simons really gave us the business, and we couldn't answer him. Jeremy Grant was completely unstoppable, and we looked a bit out of touch, bit slow, which was disappointing. I'll only do a quick summary of this one because it was a while back now, but we lost 106-95, one of our biggest losses of the year, actually, which, you know, is good, but still a loss. Heap of turnovers. I think we had something like 17 turnovers, which they turned into 21 points off turnovers, and we had 4, which is woeful. So you cannot turn the ball over so much and expect to win. It was disappointing to say the least. And when they have 8 turnovers and we go and have 17, well, there's your problem right there. We didn't take care of the ball. We didn't play well. CJ continued to slump, which was disappointing for him. We really need him to get going, shooting 6 of 17 for 13 points. It's an interesting one because what we did see was Zion Williamson just completely and utterly decimate the team. He had 29 points, Brandon had an unusually bad game. He fouled out, and by his standards, with 14 points, he was not happy. But Zion really led us and was doing a mix of things. I think he hit a three-pointer in this one. Yeah, he did. And a few little floaters. And there was absolutely no answer for him. And so what we did is we just didn't go to him. We saw that we had a complete and utter advantage. And we decided, let's not do that. So be as what you will, Zion probably could have had 50 in this one. But we decided against it. He did have a bit of foul trouble. Late in the game, he was completely and utterly unstoppable. Trey Murphy found a bit of range, had 16 points. But otherwise, that game can go in the bin. And we move on. We move on. And so what we had on Saturday night was the Houston Rockets visiting. And they've won two games this year. And we were then 6-6, and they were 2-10. And we had to stomp them. The response was we had a day off. We had a nice, relaxing day off. Everyone got to do what they wanted. There was no practice, nothing like that. And we needed to stomp them. That's just the rule. You got the worst team in the league visiting you in your home court. You have to stomp them. And for the first half, boy oh boy, did we go at their throat. It really was an impressive. We jumped out to a quick start. 34 points in the first quarter to their 26. And honestly, we got them on the back foot. Followed up second quarter, 29-24. Zion, Brandon Ingram just giving them the absolute business. It was great to see. And then the third quarter happened. So we were up, I think we were up by 16 points, 18 points. And we let them get up by 8. So, completely and utterly embarrassed us in that third quarter. We started cruising. I don't know why we let that evaporate. They went on a massive run. Jalen Green was huge. Kevin Porter Jr. was great as well. Eric Gordon chimed in off the bench. Like, Kenyon Martin Jr. was jumping. Like, everyone was up and about. They were all just getting into it. And we had no answer. We couldn't get them to stop. We threw everyone at them, and honestly, we just couldn't match them. It was embarrassing. And when you're watching your team throw away a lead like that, to the fact that they actually get down, you can't have it. But then, enter Jose Alvarado, the man, the myth, the legend. He brought the hustle. He brought the energy. He brought the passion. He fed off the crowd. He got the crowd involved again. And in the last quarter, 33-19, he absolutely took Kevin Porter out of the game. He didn't just do that. He embarrassed him to the point where he had a brain fade and snapped at the end and wanted to fight him. He was stealing the ball. He was hitting threes. He did absolutely everything. Ball denial, causing turnovers. And Will Guillory summed it up perfectly in a tweet thread. So if you go back and have a look at that from The Athletic, he broke down each of the plays, and he embarrassed Kevin Porter Jr., who then had a brain fade with 11 seconds left. Both got ejected. They picked Dyson Daniels to shoot the two free throws, and Dyson knocked them both down. So, well, more fool you. But yeah, it was a good way to close the game, but you should never be in a situation where you let an 18-point lead disappear. It was disappointing to see that we took the foot off the gas. And Antonio Daniels said it perfectly. So you got to defend your home court, and you've got to put them away early. You've got to put the sword into them. By the time you're at the half and you're up by 18, this is just you're just doing the bare minimum. You just do enough to maintain a lead. Instead, you let them get the tails up, let them run, turn the ball over, and we almost got embarrassed. And those are those lapses that we have in every game. There's a quarter that we just drop the ball, let the rope go, and let teams get in. And all that happens, and whether that's the first quarter, the second, the third, we've had it all. The only one that we haven't really had bad quarter is the fourth, because we seem to finish really quickly. And that's great. Closing games is so important. You have to do it. The good teams finish strong. But you don't want to do it at the cost of sacrificing another quarter. You've got to play 48 minutes of basketball. And all of a sudden, you have four overtime games that you lose because you dig yourself a hole in one of the other quarters and have to dig yourself back out of it and run out of steam at the end. We're 7-6 at the moment, and I don't think we're a 7-6 team. I think we are, well, I suppose what we've performed at, we are. But I think on paper, which is always the perfect world, I suppose, utopian beliefs, is that we should be better than this. And there are games that we look at that there were certain points in the year that, in the game, that we threw it away. There hasn't been a game that we haven't been in. And that, I think, is what's more infuriating. And I think that's what a lot of fans that are, I suppose, disappointed with the results so far, and I suppose a bit dejected and questioning how we're actually going forward, is that the expectation was set higher, and the delivery has been less than that. We're better than last year, but we're a different team to last year. Everyone's had a year to grow, but we make silly mistakes that perhaps towards the end of last year we weren't making. I don't know. But again, you're still acclimatizing Zion. Willie Green is still getting used to playing Zion, and he is getting a lot more of the ball handling responsibilities, which I love. You're also then met with CJ McCollum just slumping, which, again, you don't expect. Larry Nance was injured. Brandon Ingram had a bad game. Got knocked out. Weren't expecting that. But you need to roll with the punches, and you need to be rebound. So we need to just tighten it up. And no doubt, you know, we break the season up into 10s. We're halfway through the second 10 now. And we take on a Memphis team that looks up and about and I think is fully healthy, including Jaren Jackson Jr., who's going to debut against us tomorrow, which is exactly what you like to hear. But it is going to be an interesting test. And we need to be able to rise to that. And as a team, we can't have lapses. So let's go to the stats. We had 31 free throw attempts. I like that. We got into the paint, we got fouled, and we made 27 of them, 87%. That's an improvement. It's what you like to see. You want to see us getting into the paint and making them call the foul. They have to. Three-pointers, we're average again, 27%. Lucky that they turned the ball over so much, because we got 32 points off turnovers to their 16. You can't have that. You're not going to get that every game. Against a good side, we would have lost. Rebounds, we lost. Field goal percentage, we lost. But we had 86 attempts to their 79. Honestly, and that's based off turnovers again. We go over to the box score. Good game from, as I said, Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green. For us, we had 20 points from Ingram, and he got that last 2 points on a dunk with about 30 seconds to go. Zion had himself 26, McCollum 9, 7, and 7. So he's doing other things, but he's 3 of 14, 1 of 7 from 3. 22 points and 9 rebounds for Larry Nance coming off the bench after that hyper-extended knee. And then 20 minutes from Jose, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 6 shooting. Played the whole last quarter. That means for the rest of the game, he only had 8 minutes. It's not enough. He is our sixth man. Him and Larry Nance need to be the first ones off the bench along with Trey Murphy, and the rest of the guys can work out their minutes together. Because what we saw from that guy is the embodiment of what this team is meant to be. He's got a big heart. He works hard. He never says die. And he dragged us back into this game. He knows when to go fast. He knows when to go slow. And when you have players like that, you have to play them. High IQ guys that have a high motor that gets everyone involved. There was plenty of drives where he just dumped it off to Larry Nance to dunk it in. And when you've got a point guard that is willing to test the defense instead of just passing it left to right or do a fadeaway three, or which is what we see a bit from CJ, is that he settles for shots. And when his shot's not falling, finding the easy shot for him doesn't happen. He wants to make it harder because then it goes in, which I don't think is the way to do it. Get yourself out of your slump by seeing the ball go in and getting others involved. And we saw that. I mean, he had 7 assists. So, but he doesn't control the offense like Jose does. He's not a true point guard. And this is, again, not CJ Bash. He's slumping. We know that. I want him to succeed because we go as he goes. If he's good, our team is better. It's just, it's not rocket science. He's a great player, but he is playing badly. So yeah, Jose needs to play more minutes. We didn't need 9 minutes of Devontae Graham. I like Devontae. I like him as a bloke. I think he's a really good guy. He played all right in this game. He has played well. But I think Jose just does what we need more. And if we're not going to play him, well, what's the point? We're going to lose games because we lose momentum. And he is a momentum shifter. He does his steals. He does his defense. He works his tail off. So I'm all in on Jose. I think he is a great story. And again, that does not overstate or understate what he brings to this team. He's a great story, but it's all from his own hard work, from his own resilience, through his own development. That 3-point shot's looking great now. So play more Jose. I cry for it. I demand it. Put him in. We need to see more Jose. So no doubt. I mean, that lineup at the end was unstoppable. So play that. It was really good. So I'm going to go to a break. When I come back, we'll do a quick wrap up and preview of the Memphis game, and then we shall skedaddle. So I'll be back after this. Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other ranked list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, the Brewski 150 is now available to all Fantasy Monthly members, including the extremely affordable Fantasy Pass at just $5.99 a month. Head to sportsethos.com to upgrade to a Fantasy Pass now and dominate your leagues. Okay, everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Just breaking down what happened in the Houston-New Orleans game the other day. 119-106 in favor of New Orleans. Great game from Jose Alvarado. Was definitely the catalyst in this victory and, again, has earned himself a bucket ton of minutes. If you're going to play some guys almost 40 minutes a game that aren't having an impact, well, let's just tweak that a little bit until they start doing that. We don't need to ride people into the sunset in the 15th game of the season. Rather, let's get the bench involved and get everyone zinging. That's what we want. We want everyone zinging because come playoff time, everyone needs to be tuned up and ready to go. So, and we've got to get there first, but you need to win these games. And that includes playing our bench. So, all in all, we win. We bank that win. We'll take it. That's all we can. That's all we can do, isn't it? We bank that win and we move on and we take on a Memphis team on TNT tomorrow. Everyone is healthy for them. They seem to have given some guys a night off the other night, and everyone is ready to go. Maybe Desmond Bane, I think, is questionable. Our one questionable is Zion, who twisted his ankle in the last quarter but played everything except the last minute when the game was said and done. So he is questionable, but hopefully he will be a go against Ja Morant. He's never lost to him, but there's always a first time, but fingers crossed it is not tomorrow and that he plays and we thump Memphis because, frankly, we've earned it. We're due for a good game, and maybe this is the tune-up we need. And if they belt us, well, maybe that'll be a wake-up call that we need. But I, for one, will not be placing a bet on this game because I have no idea what is going to happen. But I am looking forward to seeing it all play out. Now, before I wrap up, we had some news that Kyra Lewis has been assigned to the G League, to the Birmingham Squadron, who's lost two games now, but continue to compete in all of them. But Kyra is headed down there to go and get his match fitness back, which is the delish backcourt of Sebron and Kyra Lewis Jr. So I'm looking forward to the track meet that is those guys playing. And great to see Kyra back on the court, hopefully soon actually playing, and then back up with the league side shortly. But we'll see what happens there. And get your leg right, mate, before you get back up here, because we want you to be playing and we want you to be succeeding, and coming back for an injury is tough. So fingers crossed he gets that confidence, trusts his leg, and can be right to go when he comes back and earns himself some minutes, but we'll see. Okay, so I think I might actually leave it at that. A bit of a shorter episode today, but I think we wrapped up everything we needed to see. Number one, we just need to be better. We need to play together. Willie Green needs to sort out these rotations because he's mucking around with it too much. Play Jose, and if you second-guess yourself, play some more Jose. That's all I can say. And otherwise, I think I'll leave it at that. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Rate and review on all of the places that you get us, and I will be back after the Memphis game. So, stay safe, and of course, bye for now.